Disease outbreak is threatening ministry in Africa. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Precaution doesn't always guarantee prevention. Find out how one ministry is preparing for a potential outbreak. And what does love mean to you? Set Free Ministries helps us understand what it should mean to Christians. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. The Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of the Congo has already claimed over 1,300 lives. Neighboring Uganda is getting nervous as the disease threatens to cross the border. Dr. Yuna Kapiri with Compassion International says no children registered with the ministry in Uganda have contracted the disease.
The Ministry of Health, together with our church partners, they have prepared to respond to Ebola cases in our nation. So far, health education is going on. The infected cases are isolated. The contacts are isolated and being followed. The medical team vaccinated and equipped to respond.
Kapiri says the risk of an Ebola outbreak in Uganda is minimal. Still, churches are also responding to the threat.
The gospel continues to be preached. However, even the church services, the church partners use those opportunities to share and raise awareness about Ebola. One of the things that we are doing in Uganda is prayer that this epidemic will come to an end.
Please pray the disease won't reach Uganda and pray for the protection of children and families registered with Compassion. It's summertime for kids. Cast visions of swimsuits and sunshine, melty popsicles and bonfires. With some kids, getting them to read over the summer can feel like pulling teeth. Q Keys for Kids Ministries' free summer reading program called Word with Zach. It gets kids excited about reading and thinking how Scripture applies to their lives. Children follow along with Keys for Kids character Zach as he shares a short daily devotional. Keys for Kids Executive Director Greg Yoder.
What we're hearing from kids is, you know, I don't really even like to read, or I don't necessarily even do this very often, but I just got so used to doing it, you know, last summer, that now they're doing it every day. It's just become a habit for many of these kids.
It's not too late to sign up for Word with Zach this summer. Your kids can jump in anytime. There's chances to win prizes, too, if they're consistent with the readings. And parents, reading along with your kids can prompt great spiritual conversations.
You can decide to have kids do it on their own if they want, which really helps them in their personal walk with the Lord and their personal devotion time, or do it as a family where you can get questions answered and really help disciple your kids in their walk with the Lord.
Please pray for kids in this summer reading program to grow in their faith and learn more about Word with Zach at missionnews.org. For the Christian, love is more than what's shown in movies. Christ-like love means the commitment of hesed. Dean Vandermeer, Executive Director of Set Free Ministries.
Sons of light then have to emulate the one that they're following. The sheep have to follow the shepherd. So we have to be very careful that we know what type of love we're talking about. And our culture has really taken love to some crazy places, and it's not who God is. So hesed love becomes very important.
Throughout the Bible, God talks about and demonstrates his love for his people. But people are stubborn and often did not understand what hesed love and commitment really meant.
Hesed love is, I'm going to love you and I'm going to be committed to you, which is the setting of my will to love you even when you're unlovable. That's hesed love, regardless of the person's response.
This type of love changes a person. It's an experience, a transformation, not just information. And this is the essence of Set Free Ministries' message. They work with many people who are hungry to hear about the hesed love of God. Please pray the staff would know how to bring hesed love into conversations with hurting, addicted, or searching people, and also that hesed love would mark the church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported outreach of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. It's the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. It tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, a beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.